We're sponsoring this forum, and we want to welcome each of you, and we appreciate your attendance, and we also appreciate the candidates participating in this. As our website says, an open forum such as this is the essence of democracy and the freedoms we enjoy in this republic. Although there is not an American flag in here, I'm sure everybody can see one in their head, so if we'll stand, we'll just do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. As you know, the League is a nonpartisan organization. We do not endorse candidates or political parties, but for over 90 years, we've studied and supported state, local, and national issues. And in fact, I want to call your attention to a program that we're having on October the 15th at 7 o'clock in the Fine Arts Hall at Santa Fe. All amendments will be presented and discussed. If you would like to know how you can make an impact, please look at the League of Information table at the back and find out how you can join. We welcome both women and men. I wanted to tell you a few quick reminders about voting. The last day to register to vote is October the 9th. Now, you can continue to, you know, change your name or change your signature and those kinds of things, but the last time you can register is the 9th. Early voting is going to start on Sunday, October the 27th, through Saturday, November the 3rd, and it's go from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Did I say Saturday? No, Saturday to Saturday. I'm sorry. Thank you. Saturday to Saturday. You'll be able to do early voting at the Supervisor of Elections offices, the Mill Upper Branch Library, the Tower Road Library. And again, if there's any information you're not clear about, you can go to the website, the Supervisor of Elections, and everything will be there. One other thing I want to tell you about is we're working to have a forum for the U.S. House of Representative candidates. That would be District 3 and District 7, assuming we can get everybody on board. And we only have to have two people in a race to be on board. You can't have just one person, but you can have you need two. That would be October the 29th at 6 o'clock at Santa Fe. That's not totally tied down, so again, you want to continue to look at the website, the League of Women Voters website, our Facebook presence, and so forth. I wanted to remind you that no recording in any medium is allowed. This is Terry Moo. He is recording this, and the forum will be rebroadcast on some of the stations here in town. Now, and then I think that's all I have to say at this point. Oh, well, there's refreshments over there. The bathrooms are out here. Oh, one more thing. The candidates for the sheriff's election, one of the candidates called and said he could not come. And then Barbara Sharp said that she could not come to participate in the school board election. I encourage both of those candidates, the ones who are left, so to speak, to go ahead and come and bring literature and talk with people if they want it. And I don't know if that'll happen or not. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that. So without further ado, we're going to turn it over to Mr. Springfield here, who is going to explain the rules of the forum that each of the participants had received. These are standard rules used by our league for all forums, and also the questions the candidates are asked were prepared by members of the league. So take it away, Emory.
Thank you, Ms. Alexander.